This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. On fire. This country's going to be on fire soon. I keep telling you, my book is out, Trump Rules. And the takeaway from the rules I've studied my whole life, Trump, since I'm 18 years old, 41 years I've studied Trump. I knew he'd win in 16, and I'm telling you, he won by a landslide in 20. They stole votes. He may have gotten 80 million votes. They threw so many Trump ballots away in swing states. They printed so many fake Biden ballots. He may have won by the biggest landslide ever. Who knows how big Trump won? Who knows how much they did of this in 16? But they weren't ready for the extent all of us would come out for Trump. They thought he'd get like 55 million votes, and he got 64. This time he got 71 million, but they were ready. They didn't care what the number was. No matter what it was, they were going to print more. They'd sit up all night in their little factories and warehouses like slaves and just fill out Biden signature, 16-hour, each person, 100 something at work, all night long, being whipped by liberal lawyers. It's really just incredible, the amount of fraud. So much fraud. By the way, it's only down to 15,000 now, vote lead in Arizona for Biden, and there's 78,000 votes still to be counted. So assume we're going to win, you know, let's say we win 48 to 30. So 48 to 30 is 18,000, and we're down by 15, and that's how you win Arizona. You got to win 48 to 30 to win Arizona. But again, how many were thrown out? Don't know. Clark County, Nevada election official. We have reports of voter fraud, but we won't investigate until after the election. That's Joe Gloria. These people are all frauds. According to Matt Schlapp, who's on the ground, who I've been texting all the proof of voter fraud that I could find, including my buddy who said homeless people are voting like crazy. He said they found seven things. Number one, dead people vote. And that's my buddy said dead people voting like crazy. He gave me the names of dead people voting. He gave me the names of criminals voting in the Clark County Detention Center multiple times. He says one criminal voted three times. Dead people voting, non-Nevadans voting, Republicans kept from voting, kids voting. Whistleblowers have seen the corrupt setup to count illegal votes. No ability for GOP to watch the counting, no real signature verifications, and a USPS, meaning Postal Service worker in Vegas, caught on camera, offering over a handful of blank ballots to an undercover journalist for Project Veritas. But I told you, based on my book, Trump Rules, that Trump would never concede. Jason Miller, Trump campaign aide, right at the top, big time, senior campaign advisor, says concede is not even in our vocabulary. He says the growing lawsuits over the election are about more than just Trump. They're about the entire future of elections in America. It's about election integrity. If we can't get this right, why think we will ever have confidence in these elections moving forward? He says there'll be recounts in Arizona and Georgia, potentially in Wisconsin. As far as lawsuits are concerned, Miller said he expects legal action in Pennsylvania and most likely in Michigan, other states as well. We filed lawsuits in Arizona on Saturday night. And this will be going through everything from dead people voting to instances where there was backdating of mail-in ballots. The campaign believes they've seen enough irregularities in the election that legal action is warranted in Pennsylvania. Trump had a big lead only to see that evaporate as new ballots were found. Democrats were rushing to get this done and not allow us to observe the counting. He pointed out in 2000 and 2016, races involving Al Gore and Hillary, the media encouraged Al Gore and Hillary to pursue legal remedies. But in Trump's case, the media wants it all to go away. But it's not going to happen, said Miller. We're going to pursue everything we have in front of us, everything. We're going to make sure the American public has full confidence in these elections. So when the Electoral College gets together to certify this election, the American people can have full confidence in the outcome. Told you he would never give up. That's the impression I got from my book, Trump Rules. He would never give up. And so the General Services Administration, GSA, I'm going to take a drink because I am just, wow, I've been talking all day and giving interviews about my book. So when I come and do this show, you know, 3 hours on the radio, that may be a strain in your voice, except I've been talking for 10 hours leading into the 3 hour radio show. Plus, I did a 1 hour show this morning. The GSA tells the Biden campaign no transfer of power until a clear constitutional winner is decided. Ha! They just didn't know what they were dealing with. They still didn't understand Trump. If only liberals had read my book, Trump Rules. Thank God they didn't. They just don't understand Trump. He's a steamroller. He's a bull in a china shop. I almost said a china in a bull shop. He's a bull in a china shop. He's going to run you over and stick you with his horns right where it hurts and the sun don't shine. You don't get what's going to happen. Trump is going to disrupt everything until we get to the bottom of the cheating and the fraud. And until we figure this all out, he says the GSA and its administrator will continue to abide by all requirements under the law. The GSA administrator, Emily Murphy, will only initiate the transition when a clear winner is clear based on the process laid out in the Constitution. Unbelievable. Look at Lynn Wood, my favorite lawyer maybe in the whole United States, Lynn Wood. Oh, I love him. He's great. I never knew he was political. You know, I didn't think Lynn Wood was political. Lynn Wood was not a politician. Lynn Wood was a lawyer, class action lawyer. He goes after corporations, but he turns out to be a real patriot. He says they took a victory from Trump and they called it a lie. This country's under attack. So he's joined Trump's legal team, and I guess what he's going to do is win Georgia for us. But I'd like him in every state. I'd like him in every state. He began his speech by saying why he joined the Trump team. I was sitting around on Tuesday watching the election returns. I've loved politics all my life. And I saw what I assumed was going to happen. I saw President Trump building up what I believe was going to be an almost historic landslide. That's what I saw. And all of a sudden, every network, including Fox News, started doing what they do best. They started lying to the American public. And they took a victory from Trump and they called it a lie. They took a defeat from Biden. They lied and said he won. And they sent you to bed, turning off the count of the votes so you could wake up the next morning like I did and say, what happened? And when I was asked by President Trump to help in Georgia and perhaps other places in the country, good, I said, yeah. I said, yes, because there's a cloud over this country. There's a constitutional crisis. And if we don't fix it and find out what happened and get it right, we're going to lose our constitutional rights. 43 years of practicing law, I never dreamed the day would come where I would be in the United States of America and there would be censorship. Let's find out what happened. The truth versus the lies. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I am with you, Lynn Wood. And then he sent out a tweet that I love. Lynn Wood, lawyer, one of the great class action lawyers in America, said, be patient, wait, it will take time. The key is to get it right. Biden has not been elected president by we the people. Media lies do not elect the president. Every lie will be revealed. The coup will fail. This is a coup against your president. They're trying to take him down and steal the country. It is so clear what's happening here, folks, that we are under such attack. The revolution has begun. But Trump will not fund the Biden transition team. Because Biden is not the president. And Trump's going all out, man. Anti-Trump pro-mob defense secretary Mark Esper fired. Trump tweeted out he's been terminated. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's been terminated. Mark Esper, you've been terminated. We're going to have to terminate a lot of people, folks. I don't know why we're not talking about hangings. This is treason on a level you can't imagine. When you realize what they did in Detroit and Philadelphia, of all places, and I'm sure Milwaukee too, and I'm sure Atlanta, they locked out Republicans and they started writing fake ballots. That is treason. If you're not going to hang them, then they should go to jail for the rest of their lives. And that'll make them talk. Someone's going to talk, and you're going to rule them up, and they're going to tell everything about everyone above them and below them. And that's the end of the Democrat Party when you get them in a Bernie Madoff theft of the United States. There's trillions on the line, whoever owns the White House, trillions. And the difference in how we're treated, Joe Biden announces COVID lockdown panel, plans nationwide mandatory mask mandate and lockdown and an army of contact tracers. He's insane. We cannot let him become president. I'm not wearing face masks 24 hours a day. Biden said masks indoors and outdoors. So the minute you walk out of your house, you got to wear a mask. Outdoors. These people are crazy. President Trump warned us about Joe Biden's radical agenda to lock down the country. And we came out 71 million for Trump. What more do you want? I'm just amazed Fox News is in on this, and the ratings have crashed like nothing they ever imagined. Fox News is history, folks. They've destroyed a $1 billion company. All my life I've been around the children of rich people. The children of rich people, you won't have to bleep me out, but I want to say it the right way, are the biggest screw-ups in the world. The children of rich people, not all of them. Look at Donald Trump. He's a child of a rich person, and he's a great one, but his brother died of alcoholism, right? Trump's brother. Some of these kids that are born rich with a silver spoon in their mouth are the most screwed up people in the world. And they take their father's money and they screw up everything. And the Murdoch children have screwed up Fox News so badly. They were in so much trouble. Internal Fox News numbers reveal catastrophic viewership collapse. Wow. The numbers show on November 6th, Fox pulled 2,666,000 viewers. CNN had twice as many, 4 million. MSNBC beat out Fox's internal numbers. This is only after the election. Before the election, Fox dominated the other two. They lost half their audience. 2 million people gone at Fox News. For good reason. They were part of the steal.
I'm Wayne Alaruth for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaruth listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
I'm Wayne Alaruth, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professionals.
professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, jumping up the bestseller list. The book's not out till tomorrow. Number 15 in business negotiation books at Amazon. I think three of the top five books on that list are all The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump. And then you get down to, like, their Kindle edition and something else, and then it becomes Wayne Allen Root. Pretty cool. I'll take it. And the book isn't out till tomorrow. Trump Rules. Good stuff to tell you about. The book, of course, you can get at Amazon, and you're going to love it. It's got nothing to do with politics. It is just a wild ride of my career and how I've used the Trump Rules to change my life, and then a wild ride looking at Trump's career and how they've changed his life. And how they could change your life, too. I really do believe that. I'm just an average son of a butcher, and I got what I got because of the Trump rules. Pretty cool stuff. And what I got is not a minor thing, you know? It's really not. It's kind of amazing what I got. When you think about the miracles in my life, kind of amazing. I was the youngest anchorman on TV at 26 years old at Financial News Network. At 21 years old, I was the youngest candidate, I believe, in the history of New York State, definitely the youngest Republican in the history of New York State to run for major office. I'm the only guy I know of in America who got a TV show at the age of 26 on national TV at CNBC and another show at Newsmax TV at the age of 56. 30 years between TV shows. Nobody does that. There's no such thing. Put on hit reality TV shows, won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination. Phew. Pretty amazing career, all because of the Trump rules I learned from Donald Trump. And then my podcast, War Raw, it's on every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Anywhere you find podcasts, you can find it. And then War merchandise at root4america.com. We've now got merchandise. You say, what merchandise? We've got Wayne Root mugs, T-shirts, backpacks, laptop sleeves, bags, pillowcases, baby T-shirts. Order on demand at root4america.com. Let me go through quickly what happened, I think happened on Fox News. I think they're part of a massive fraud on this country. Somebody tipped off Fox News that when the word Arizona has gone to Biden, as soon as they would say that prematurely,
the entire election would turn around and Trump would lose. Trump was about to win by a landslide. The betting odds went from 2-1 Biden to start the day to 2-1 Trump. To 3-1 Trump, to 4-1 Trump, to 5-1 Trump, to 6-1 Trump, to 7-1 Trump, to 750 Trump, 750 to 100, and then finally 8-1 or 800 to 100. Trump was moving in a landslide. And then Fox News said, we project Arizona for Biden left. And obviously you can see now, Biden now, a week later, Biden's only up by 15,000 votes in a state with 2 million votes cast. And Trump's people think they're going to win it. So you explain to me how Fox News made that call. But let's get beyond that. They also gave Virginia to Biden early in the night, way before Arizona. And it was late in the night before Virginia took the lead for Biden. The whole night, Trump was leading in Virginia. And then there was a computer glitch, and they lost 375,000 votes on the screen. And then suddenly Biden had the lead. And the point was, why did they call those two states? Because the minute they did, it was like a prearranged wink, wink, nod, nod. Somebody made million-dollar bets offshore at the moment. They waited till it got to 8-1 Trump and looked like a landslide. And then Fox News said, Biden wins Arizona, we project. And suddenly the betting went from 8-1 in a matter of seconds to 2-1 again. And then Trump fell below 2-1. And my bookmaker buddy said to me, who's one of the biggest in America, he said, something is really wrong. You know, like the fix is in. Because Trump was about to win in a landslide. Now it's gone way down. Something's wrong, Wayne. And it was all with Biden wins Arizona, as if that would mean anything. But it would mean something if you knew that the fix was in and they were calling it prematurely for him. And that would discourage voters in many Western states from voting for Trump or even coming out of the House. Or they'd leave their line and just not vote now. And you knew that that meant that from that moment on, they would freeze the voting. In Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, Trump would have big leads. You come back the next morning, the leads would be gone. Somebody put the fix in. Something strange is going on. And Fox News knew about it. And they purposely made sure that Ohio, Texas, and Florida would not be called for hours in Trump's column. Trump had the biggest lead you've ever seen in Florida. And they wouldn't call Florida for Trump. But they called Arizona for Biden while Trump was not far behind. They called Virginia while Trump was ahead. They wouldn't give Trump Florida, Texas, and Ohio because they wanted the whole night Biden to have the lead. So that in the morning you wouldn't be surprised when you woke up and Biden had the lead in the country. You'd say, oh, all right, makes sense. I'm telling you, it's crazy to even talk like this, but it's true. I saw it. I'm a better. I had tens of thousands of dollars bet on this. And something bizarre happened the minute Fox said, we give Arizona to Biden. Somebody bet millions and won millions knowing the fix was in. And Fox tried to ruin Trump. Sure as I'm standing here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the Republican leader's marks his first public comment since Biden was declared the winner by some media organizations. USA Radio News will not be calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved and the election is certified. Republican attorneys generals are expressing concerns about voting in Pennsylvania. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt wants the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene.
We are seeking the Supreme Court to take this case. We think it's a very, very important case in the broadest sense, and ultimately overturn the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
Schmidt says the Pennsylvania High Court is rewriting election law. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I'm telling you, you didn't believe me. It's all happening. It's happening. Trump's going to win this thing. Real clear politics. They've got such credibility. I think they're usually wrong. They've got all the worst polls. But they just pulled Pennsylvania for Biden. They withdrew his electoral votes. Joe Biden came from a 700,000 vote deficit on election night with the help of over a million new votes, overtook Trump by Friday. And, of course, all the vote counting in Philly took place behind closed doors. No Republican poll watchers allowed in. And the fake news gleefully called the election for Trump on Saturday. But tonight, Real Clear Politics pulled their call for Pennsylvania. And that drops Biden under the 270 electoral vote threshold. Wow, that's huge. Huge, folks. Here's a tweet, just in case you were wondering, from Real Clear. Real Clear Politics is throwing Pennsylvania into the undecided column today. So as of tonight, Joe Biden has 259 electoral votes, or as some would like to say, not president-elect. This is not a joke. This just happened. And that's Pennsylvania. We got a better shot, in my opinion. Georgia's huge. Arizona's huge. Get those, and you close on North Carolina and Alaska. Trump's president of the United States. Patrick Basham's with us, director of the Democracy Institute. We had him a week ago, right before the election. I told you he's my favorite pollster, and he got it right. Well, he got it right. Him and I both got it right. On election night, it was clear it was headed for a landslide, and then Fox News lied and told everyone Arizona goes to Biden. They also lied about Virginia early in the night. Trump was leading the whole night. How did they know it was going to Biden? They clearly wanted the electoral column to show Biden in the lead. I don't know what they got out of it. But all I can tell you is it's all going the other way. And Trump can win this thing. It's not a joke. It happened right now. Real Clear Politics has pulled Pennsylvania out of Biden's column. He does not have the votes to be president of the United States. Patrick Basham, what do you say about that?
Oh, there's no question that I think Donald Trump is on his way to being reelected. I mean, he won the election. He just has to be certified. And so he has to go through this time-consuming, expensive, politically costly lawfare against the Democrats so that, you know, justice can be served. It's as simple as that. And you know, I saw earlier today, I think CNN pulled Arizona from Biden, and you breaking the news there about Real Clear Politics pulling Pennsylvania from Biden, you know, the dominoes are starting to fall. And the premature selection of Joe Biden as president, you know, no media outfit. I mean, you and I can sit here, you with a much bigger megaphone than mine, but we can both sit here and proclaim anybody we like to have been elected president. It doesn't make it so. But the media are determined that Biden's the next president, and over the next few weeks, we're about to find out whether they know what they're doing. I know where my money is.
Well, Patrick, I'm a gambler, right? Before I became a talk show host, I was a big-time gambler called the King of Vegas by the media around the country, and people have forgotten that because for 10 years now I've been all politics all the time. Now I'm going back in the sports gambling business, by the way, and keeping politics too, but I'm a sports gambler at heart, and I made the biggest bet of my life on Trump to win the presidency, and to this moment I've never thought I lost the bet. I believe I'll be the winner, and thank God bookmakers have not tried to collect because it's not official till it's certified, so I don't owe the money. And I think I'm going to wind up winning. And boy, will that be sweet. Sweet. Patrick, tell me I'm going to win.
I believe you are because, you know, we know from the actual votes that were tallied until strangely they stopped counting and they started recounting with ballots that hadn't arrived in time. Until all of that, we know from the real ballots, we know from the reliable polling, we know exactly what was going on election night. And it is, I mean, just one example about how strange this is, without getting into the minutiae of what happened with Biden and Trump's votes. It's very, very strange that you have apparently the president defeated at the same time that his party holds the Senate and gains a whole whack of seats in the House, and his party holds every single state legislature, and even maybe gains one or two. I mean, when an opposition party wins a presidential election and clears someone out of the White House, they, you know, they do really well in Congress. They gain all kinds of state houses, and it just does. It is not that election. right? There's no wave. There's no trickle for Biden across the country. There's just so many ways. It just doesn't add up.
And now I agree with you, Patrick, and I've made the same argument on the show that we did really good in state legislatures and in the House, and we're going to keep the Senate. I agree with all that, except we don't even know we're going to keep the Senate now. You do realize they could pull the same fraud and cheating in with fake ballots and throwing away our ballots in Georgia in the two Senate runoffs. We have to win them both to really have clear control of the Senate, and we may not win them both.
Why I think the Republicans will keep the Senate, will win those seats, is because between now and that vote in January, so much is going to come out into the open. So much is going to come to light about Georgia and about these other states.
Right.
That I think there's two things are going to happen. The way things are run in the Georgia runoff are going to be a little different, a little saner. And secondly, people are going to be aware of both how it went the first time and what's at stake the second time in Georgia. So I'm a little naive in terms of how the average person is going to respond to this, but I don't have a lot of faith in politicians. I still have faith in the better nature of the average American, and I think that'll come to the fore in Georgia.
Yeah, listen, I'm a little more cynical than you because I don't think the greatness of the average American matters anymore because we all feel like we've been cheated. The average American can vote, Patrick, and your vote doesn't count anymore because they just pull a van up in the middle of the night, Democrats, and they paper over the windows with pizza boxes. They keep cameras out. They keep Republican poll watchers out, and they just manufacture 300,000 votes. So what does it matter what the good nature of the average American is when we are shut out of the process?
It doesn't matter at all if it's run the same way in Georgia it was run this time. You're absolutely right. I'm assuming that there changes will be made and that it will be at least a lot closer to a free and fair vote. If it's not, if it's election day, all over again, then yeah, I see the Democrats, in effect stealing both those seats. But we have 6 weeks. And over those 6 weeks, I think a lot is going to change.
Yes, and here's where I'll agree with you. I don't know about exactly what will change, but I think one thing will change for Trump. I think Trump and the Republican Party understand that even if Trump doesn't wind up passing the finish line, if we don't get the Senate, whether Trump's in or not, if we don't get the Senate, we can't stop Biden and Kamala Harris, who I think is an outright communist. We can't stop them from doing anything. They could put in the Green New Deal. They could stack the Supreme Court. We thought they were stopped. They're not stopped until we win both Georgia seats. So Trump's got to send in the National Guard to watch over where the votes are counted. Where the votes are counted, you got to send in U.S. Marshals, FBI, SWAT teams, National Guard. Patrick, I don't care what you got to send in. You can't allow cheating to go on. So hopefully they're not that stupid. They figured out that you got to guard the voting counting process.
No, absolutely. I mean, I remember early in the summer, there were a few wise voices made that suggestion publicly that that's what should happen. There should be troops or certainly police officers. There should be a very strong presence to ensure that there was no funny business. And, of course, those wise people were laughed out of the room, crazy, crazy, voter suppression, all the rest of that nonsense. But guess what happened? And guess what didn't happen? So, yeah. I mean, these are the kind of sensible, sane, rational, logical responses to the travesty and tragedy of election night. Now, of course, that doesn't mean they're going to happen. But I do. If the Georgia runoff was tomorrow or next week, I think I'd be as pessimistic as you. But only because it's in 6 weeks, 7 weeks, do I think that not that we can sleep easy in our beds, but we have reason to be cautiously optimistic about how this will be run this time around.
Okay, I'm with you. I mean, what this really comes down to, we're talking to Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. You have a column out, and it's all about the fact that Stalin said it's not important who votes, it's important who counts the votes. Tell everybody what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not. We know from God's third world dictatorships and suspect regimes in Eastern Europe, we know that you can have all the quote-unquote democracy in the world, and you can let people vote, but if the government is crooked, if one party runs the show, it's all about who counts those ballots and who gets to add and take away when it suits them. And so in this country, we witnessed on election night what appears to have been an incredibly successful, in the short term at least, effort to pad the totals and maybe take some totals off of another guy. And what's so bizarre about it is it didn't happen nationally. It didn't happen in one location. It only appears to have happened in the most important cities, in the most important states.
Right.
And if we in this country were looking at this as we did when it happened in the Ukraine 15 years ago, or you name the country that we've looked down our nose upon, we'd say, why didn't they have UN election observers and inspectors? We can't accept this vote. We can't acknowledge that so-and-so is the new president or prime minister, because look at all of the obvious problems. This needs to be investigated. This needs to be changed. That's what we'd say to any other country if we saw what happened here on election night.
Hang with me through the break, Patrick. I want to ask you about why you think Real Clear Politics would change the Pennsylvania designation. See, I would change Georgia and Arizona, and I would wait for the Supreme Court to rule. If the Supreme Court rules that those ballots don't count after 8 o'clock on Election Day, then we win Pennsylvania. But I'm not sure how you could count that yet. I want to hear what you think when we get back. Wayne Allyn-Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day. I'm John Jubilee with Energized Health. What is the scientific breakthrough that even the United Nations gave me an invitation to come and share about? It is the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, literally becoming healthy at the cellular level of our body. Look, I want you to be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. When it comes to health and wellness, people have been teaching everything, every kind of diet, every kind of exercise, every kind of supplements. Look, friend, they all work for a minute, but life's a lot longer than a minute. And that's why for the last 23 years, I've been sharing the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, Meniere's disease, all types of back, neck, and pain issue. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come check it out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Oh, I'm on the air. Why did you tell me that? I didn't know that. I was out celebrating on the phone with Pennsylvania. Has been pulled. I was on with all my buddies. All right, we're back with Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute, and we're talking about the election. First of all, hey, Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you very much.
See, you were on my show before I was. You should have just taken over the hosting duties for a minute or two.
Well, you see the ratings. They're just going to nosedive those 5 seconds I was in charge.
Oh, some would say it went up while you were in charge. I don't know. But all I could tell you is, look, there seems to be a I'm not a dumb person. I'm a smart person. I was Ivy League degree. I was valedictorian in my school. I've made millions of dollars in the business world. I've become a leading anchorman at CNBC. I've become a best-selling author. I've done a lot of amazing things. I became the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in my first try at national politics. You probably didn't know any of that about me. I was the youngest anchorman in America. I was 26 years old when I became an anchorman, hosting 5 shows on CNBC. Made millions in the business world. I would say I'm a pretty smart guy. When I watched Fox News on election night, without hearing any of the stuff that's happened since then, and their ratings are crashing, and everybody's mad at them, just me instantly watching them on election night, I said, why are they committing political suicide? Why do they hate Trump? Why are they, you know, just peeing in the face of Trump voters who are their entire audience? They got the biggest audience in the history of cable. Why would they want to destroy that? It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but they were in the tank for Biden like they were paid off. I've never seen anything like it, Patrick.
Yeah, it is a puzzle. It's something that's, you know, frustrating just tens of millions of people. And, I mean, I don't claim to have the answer, but my best guess at an answer is it is as simple and as problematic as the fact that Rupert Murdoch's sons are now running the show, right?
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
It appears,
suicide.
Right?
So stupid.
Right. And so, and it, one way of looking at this too is, you see, back in the UK, Sky News, which is, you know, always being the closest thing Britain's had to Fox News.
And they're Murdoch too, right?
Yeah, Murdoch. But what's happened is he no longer runs the show. It's now his offspring.
And is it liberal there too? Did it turn liberal there too?
Well, it's now not that different from the BBC, where there used to be, you know, used to be clear blue water between the two, just like between Fox and CNN and MSNBC. So,
yes.
From my experience and what I'm seeing and hearing, and what people are telling me, I think it's the Murdoch kids. I think it's the board who are, you know, they just don't like Trump, and although they like money, they're willing to risk commercial losses to get the you know, to get the politically correct politics that they personally desire.
And by the way,
business-wise, it's suicidal. But.
Well, let me tell you the way I think liberals think, because I did grow up in New York, and I grew up around a lot of liberals. I'm Jewish, so I grew up around nothing but liberals, and I went to Columbia University, where everybody was Jewish and liberal and communist. And this is the way liberals think. They don't believe their ratings will go down. They're seeing it right now.
Right.
But they're
right.
In shock. They actually think that conservatives are just a smaller, identified group than the liberals are. They don't know what they're talking about. First of all, Pew Research, Patrick, for all these years, for 20 years, has said people who self-identify as conservative are much bigger than the people who identify in America as liberal. I mean, it's not even close. We're like almost 40% of the country, and they're like 28%. It's a landslide. People identify as conservative versus liberal. It's just that most people, an even larger percent, are just moderate, unidentified independents. But we're much bigger than liberals. So they don't realize that without us, they have no audience, and they don't know what they did, but they turned us off so bad. I'm never watching Fox again. I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, they because liberals stereotype conservatives to the nth degree, they think they're dumb and they think they're mostly white males. They think that as long as they have attractive female hosts and reporters, the white male conservatives will keep watching regardless of what is being fed to them. Right? I mean, that's the kind of prejudice mindset that you get, and I think it's playing out.
So just show them a blonde with really long legs and high heels, and we'll tune in. And I got to tell you, I kind of agree with that.
that's a great philosophy. Here's the difference. Further to you being such a smart guy, I don't doubt for a second that you will tune in. But you're so smart, you see, you won't stay tuned in once you realize what's happening.
And you know I'm half kidding. I mean, I know that they're all pretty, and I've tuned in all these years to see beautiful blondes tell me about Republican politics. Now that I know that they've been ordered to be liberal and anti-Trump, I don't care if they're pretty. I don't need them. I can watch any movie or TV show and find pretty girls. I don't need them. So I'm not going to watch Fox for that. I was just half kidding with you. But last thing, be quick. You got to give me about a 30-second answer. Why did so many polls fail? Were they were in the bag for Biden? It was purposeful.
Yeah, they made sure their methodology produced the results that the paymasters needed to further the narrative. So the polls could never be right because the polls that were right could never be acceptable.
But weren't they putting themselves out of business, you know? I mean, it makes them look like idiots. They're failed pollsters now. I don't get it. They're willing to do that. They must have been paid a lot of money.
As long as the media will keep paying them, it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong, it seems.
Got it. Patrick Basham, director of the Democracy Institute. We love to have him on, and we'll have you on again and again, Patrick. Great job, as always. And when I tell you to be quick, and the music's on, you actually are quick. You're my dream guest. You're perfect. Patrick, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Great pleasure. Great.
Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.